What a blessing it is to be here tonight. So thankful for everyone who's here. Have a few visitors. Want to let you know you're indeed our honored guest. We're thankful for you being here. But also thankful for the parents that brought your children. And it was good to see them in class, see them participating in class, at least in the class that I was in. So thankful for that. And so want to continue to encourage you to do that, because the more they learn, the more they look like the Son, Jesus Christ. And the more they'll have the belief that God wants them to have. So if I can, just have about 4 or 5 minutes of your time to give you something to consider. Turn your Bibles to John 6. John 6, I want us to consider one verse of John 6. John 6. And verse number 69. John 6, 69. You remember on this occasion here, Jesus asked for a greater commitment, and that commitment was to eat of his flesh, drink of his blood. And of course, that was a hard saying for the people who can understand it, verse number 60. But in verse number 69, something is said that's worthy of our consideration. Peter says, also we have come to believe, meaning that we have been persuaded. We have been persuaded and come to know, meaning that we have come to knowledge, full knowledge, that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. This month, we're talking about belief on a Wednesday night, at least from a devotional perspective. And the more that I consider belief, being fully persuaded, to be fully persuaded in our minds. And I want us to talk just for a few minutes on some things that we need to be fully persuaded in our minds. Number one, we need to be fully persuaded in our minds, according to Romans 1:16, that the power is definitely in the gospel. It's in the gospel. It's not in us. It's in the gospel. It's in the death, the burial, the resurrection, the appearance of Christ, the kingdom of God. It's in the word of God. The power is in the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is what has the power to save men. It saves those who believe, 1 Corinthians 1:21. Number two, I want us to consider Philippians chapter 3, because when we think about the power of the gospel, it gives us a hope. It gives us something to look forward to. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 20, we can believe, we can be persuaded, and come to know that our citizenship, friends, is in heaven. Yes, we're citizens of San Angelo, Texas, some of us. We're citizens of the state of Texas, citizens of the United States of America. But truth be told, our citizenship is up there. That's where our true citizenship is. And we ought to believe and come to know, we ought to be persuaded and come to know that that's where our citizenship is, from which also we eagerly wait for the Savior. Guess who? The Lord Jesus Christ. That's who we're waiting for. We need to be patient. Wait on him. He's coming. We just have to be patient. Look at 1 John 1. 1 John 1. We need to believe and come to know that if we walk in the light, verse number 7, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship. Sometimes we question our fellowship with Jesus. We question our fellowship with the Father. Friends, if you're walking in the light, as God says he is in the light, you have fellowship. Don't doubt it. There's enough doubting. You don't need to doubt. We're Christians. We're children of God. We're faithful children of God. Hopefully, we're faithful. And so, if we make a misstep, and we will at times, verse 8, if we say we have no sin, we lie, the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, the Bible says he's faithful. Friends, we have believed and come to know. We've been persuaded and come to know that God is faithful. If God says that he's going to forgive us of sin and we have repented and confessed, friends, he has forgiven us. We have to believe that. We cannot be allowing sin to hover over our heads based upon our own admission when God says, I've forgiven you. Let it go. Let it go. But sometimes we get all bent out of shape because of the land that we live in, and rightfully so. We live in a great land. We love this land. But keep in mind, turn your Bibles to the book of Daniel chapter 4. This will be the last passage I want to use for tonight. And as I was thinking about this today, because sometimes you look at the news and you see things that's going on and the disparaging things that we see, and sometimes we lose hope. Psalm 11, verse number 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? They trust God. They continue to trust God. But friends, we know that God is in control. I'm doing something now that I've never done before, and that's study history. I hated history at school, but I started studying it here the last couple of days, and I told myself, man, I kind of like this. I kind of like this history stuff. So I've been studying World War II, and it caused me to think about Daniel 4 and verse number 17, using Nebuchadnezzar, that God still rules in the what? Kingdoms of men. It was this old preacher said, at one time, he said, as Christians, we need to handle the gospel. We need to live faithful according to the gospel. And we'll let God handle the world. So how do we do our part in helping this world? Preach the gospel and live the gospel. We have believed and come to know that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Friends, we have believed and come to know that God will take care of this world. He has taken care of it long before we got here. And if time continues, he'll take care of it long after we're gone. But we have to take care of the gospel message. Maybe you're not a child of God. We want you to be. We want you to consider the gospel, the good news, the great news of Jesus Christ, him coming from heaven to die for mankind, to give his life for the world. Even though the world did not love him, he loved the world. And God so loved the world, he gave his son. Believe that Jesus is the Christ. Be persuaded and come to know that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of sins, meaning turn away from sin. Confess Jesus Christ to be Lord. Be buried in water for the remission of your sins. Come to believe and come to know that you can be saved from your sins tonight. Maybe a child of God, you need special prayer. Let us do that for you as we stand and as we sing our Savior's invitation.